WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Following another mild winter in Wisconsin, an environmental group says nearly every city they've studied has seen increasing average summer temperatures over the last 50 years. According to a WPR report, Climate Control recently released an analysis of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration data since 1970, which showed an average temperature increase of over 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit in the summers. Milwaukee was among the cities that the group studied and has seen an average summer temperature increase of nearly 3.5 degrees. Following a statewide tour highlighting his administration's accomplishments in workforce development, Governor Tony Evers has renewed calls for support from the state legislature. Republican state lawmakers removed over 600 measures from the governor's proposed budget, including investments in apprenticeship programs, the Worker Connection Pilot Program, and the Workforce Innovation Grant Program. During the tour, Governor Evers also highlighted a new lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to stop cuts to AmeriCorps. Kids' Night at the Rice Lake Speedway has been rescheduled for tomorrow night. The event was originally scheduled for last Saturday, but severe weather in the forecast forced Speedway officials to cancel the event. All of the Kids' Night activities were postponed to this week, including letting the kids go out on the racetrack, meet the drivers, and get a behind-the-scenes look at the cars. The event will also feature over 130 prize packages for kids. Interested residents can find more information on the Speedway's website or social media pages. The city of River Falls is continuing consideration of annexing two properties along its border for a new housing development. The River Falls Common Council held a second public hearing on the proposal last week. If approved, the city would annex a Woodridge Drive property and Powell Avenue property from the town of Troy. According to city officials, the owner of the Powell Avenue property is also currently working with a developer on potential plans for a 24-unit twin home development. The Common Council will meet again on June 10th. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
The Brewers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite a 1 hour and 50 minute rain delay, the Brewers held on to beat the Pirates 8-5 last night in Pittsburgh. Christian Yelich, who was 0-15, connected his first time up on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Hits one in the air to left. Back is Pham. Still back at the notch, and it is going to be gone. It's a home run for Christian Yelich. And the Brewers jump out in front 3-0.
Yelich with two home runs, Joey Ortiz with another, Aaron Savalier able to start, and Brewers right-hand pitcher Carlos Rodriguez awarded the win, Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, Carlos deserves a lot, and Savalier gave us 70-some pitches and feels good with some experience. Joey Ortiz, but Yelich with the two homers, that's just so big.
NFL, the Packers wrapping up a week of off-season workouts. On Monday, Jordan Love will be in Milwaukee to throw out the first pitch at the Brewers game. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll rebroadcast some recent clips as we take time off to honor Memorial Day and those whose sacrifices gave us the freedom we continue to defend.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane, Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, no matter where you are listening to the show. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And we have a new feature on the Civic Media app that allows you to leave a voice note.
Yep. Yeah. Go to your Civic Media app. Open it up. You can open it up right now if you'd like, and you can go to the whatever
main station.
Main station. You have a choice. You'll have the choice of call, text, but then right smack in the middle, voice note. Press that. Record a voice note. Send it our way. We're going to listen to it to make sure A, it's in context to what we're talking about.
Yep.
Or B, it's FCC compliant.
That too.
And if it goes through all those checkpoints, we play it on the air. But remember this. Identify yourself. Just give us your first name. You can tell us where you're calling, where you're voice messaging from, and what station you're listening to, or if you're just listening to the app. But we want to hear from you.
Definitely.
So get the Civic Media app. Download it today. It's free. Leave us a voice text. That'd be cool.
And another good reason to have the Civic Media app is because our statewide Text to Win contest is underway. Mm-hmm. It's Free Ticket Friday. So you have until 11 o'clock to text in via the Civic Media app. The word this hour is base.
Yeah.
B-A-S-E. Text in the word base via the Civic Media app, and you are in the running for a four-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets when they host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. The club-level seats, really nice seats. Greg and I have used those seats. They're terrific. Text in the word base. B-A-S-E. And you will be in the running for that four-pack of tickets, just like Monica in Kenosha, Brad in Delavan. We have Eric in Marshall, Tony in Beaver Dam, Mark doesn't say where he is, in Madison, WMDX, Kurt in Eau Claire, John Milwaukee, Cassandra, New London, and on and on and on. Text in the word base, B-A-S, not vase, Jess. She just texted that in. Base, B-A-S-E. Jesse from Dane County, you want to enter that again. The word is base, B-A-S-E. To be in the running for that four-pack of tickets to see the crew host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. Lots of things coming up this hour. We're going to talk to Kyle from the Madison Mallards in just a little bit, find out what their season is going to be like and what special. They have the greatest special promotions on the planet.
Those baseball teams all do. I mean,
they're so clever.
Yeah. John Oliver actually just covered it in like the past 2 or 3 weeks about these independent minor league teams and how they'll change their names for one night. And that name will be about, you know, it'll be about something in the culture of the community they're
right,
in.
Right.
Or they'll just change it to something absolutely insane. But
it's so much fun.
It's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. So stick around for that. Kyle's going to be here in just a little bit after 10:30. Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record. And then we're going to wrap up the show as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Human Sticky Tape Edition. And there's a video element as well.
You brace oneself.
You want to stick around for this. I'm telling you, you want to stick around. All right. I would love to hear your opinion on this because I think it's going to cause a lot of controversy. This is something that's been talked. I'm serious. People have very strong feelings about this. This is the headline from TMJ4. Mixed reactions as Oak Creek police move to enforce parade viewing spot rules. Police have announced they will confiscate property left more than 24 hours before the 4th of July parade. This is something that happens in a lot of communities. People have their regular spots where they go to watch parades, and then they block it off or they leave their chairs, you know, on the road in their spots, and they leave them there for days.
Yeah.
Lots of people have been doing this for years and years and years.
Yeah.
And I've been in the Oak Creek Parade. It's very popular.
You are very famous, Jane Monnet.
Oh, no, it's just part of the job. But how do you, should people be allowed to stake their spot for a parade or not? Do you just show up the day of the parade and you take your chances? Or should they be able to mark off their spot with their chairs and whatever else they want to bring for their parade? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Should people be allowed to block off their parade viewing area 2 days before the actual parade happens? 855-752-4842.
I am going to probably be very unpopular with this opinion, but I am going to say no.
No.
I think you want to show up the day of and plot out your space. Cool. Someone has to be there the entire time. Period.
So they have to camp there.
Mm-hmm.
And sleep in the chair.
And just no, well, they can't do it overnight either. No, this is not like they can't sit there for 3 days either in a tent. It's the day of. You can find your space the day of. Then you have to have someone there throughout the entire day. Or someone just or no. I just this notion of like I'm first of all, nothing against Oak Creek and nothing against the 4th of July parade. But it's the Oak Creek 4th of July parade. Who's coming in 3 days early?
It's a big, there are some communities where it's a huge, huge deal.
In Racine, it is also a big, big deal. I mean, when I worked for the city, it was like, don't even go near downtown on that day. Even I'm not even talking about your car. It's just insanity.
It's so crazy.
But I think, personally, if you want to save a spot, that's fine. You can do it the day of. Anything else, clear it out. Because it can also get in the way. And let's say like here in Racine, that parade runs along a residential area. So
it's run down Main Street.
Exactly. Yeah. So people might be saying like, if it's my property, I'm like, no, you can do it the day of. If you are on my property, if you set yourself, it will be swiped away. And the day of that, you can do it. But let's say I need to do something like mow my lawn or something like that. I just think, first of all, this is just ridiculous. I can't even believe I'm getting so passionate about it. But also, I personally think, no, day of. That's it.
855-752-4842. Greg says, no, you shouldn't be able to park out a couple of days ahead of time before the parade. How do you feel about that? 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC. Cassandra on the live stream says, if they get that many people, maybe they should start renting out spots. Similar to people renting out parking in Madison for Badger games.
Yeah.
Well, and like, what about the State Fair Park people?
Oh, my gosh. They make
every year. Yeah, during the Wisconsin State Fair. PJ says he also votes no.
Yeah.
How do we feel about people staking out their spots for 4th of July parades or even other parades? 855-752-4842. This year, Oak Creek's 4th of July parade attendees can set up personal public viewing areas no earlier than 24 hours prior to the July 4th 9 a.m. start. So you still have an extra day.
You still have that is being generous and more than enough time. I'm sorry, but just I don't want to hang out with a person whose whole existence at a certain point is like, I have to stake out my place for the 4th of July parade. And it's like 96 hours before the event.
People do.
I don't understand.
People do. It's their thing.
I don't get it. I do not understand. And if you do this, call too. Let me know why. Tell me why I'm wrong. Tell me the greatness of doing this. Because it literally is you're trying to press information into my brain, and my brain's like, no, don't do it.
It's tradition, Greg.
What does that even mean, though?
It's our family tradition that we sit in front of this house every 4th of July and watch the parade go by.
What I hear when you say it is tradition that every year, somewhere around Wednesday, Bob goes out to this area and sets down a bunch of chairs and a table and whatever else needs to happen, and that's the tradition. It's watching the parade is the tradition. Being with your family is a great tradition, but it's almost what it says to me is that if you don't have that exact spot every year, then somehow it's less or ruined or bad. I just don't.
Yeah. Tony on the live stream says, Greg, you don't stake out your place for a 4th of July parade. Don't you love America?
No, he said, don't you love America?
Well, that too.
Yeah.
No dedication in you kids. Cassandra says, Greg, too. I also don't get it. I feel like it's similar to people camping out for Black Friday sales. Yeah.
Also, I'm pretty sure I'm older than Tony, but that's not the point. The point is that, like, yeah. And this is just, who cares about my opinion? My opinion doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Well, we all have an opinion.
And Oak Creek is made so you get a full day.
Police say that the policy enforces existing laws regarding abandoned property in public spaces. Mm-hmm. In recent years, some early parade goer setups have become hazards to drivers and pedestrians in the day before the parade. Personal items put up along the parade route before 9 a.m. July 3rd, like chairs, tents, tables, blankets, coolers, will be considered abandoned property and may be confiscated. Those confiscated items can then be scheduled to be picked up from the City of Oak Creek Department of Public Works the day after the 4th of July parade.
Well, and that's the other question I have, too, is that, one, this wouldn't be coming to light. This wouldn't be being done if there weren't already problems. They're not just willy-nilly saying, you know what, I don't like this. Or, you know, they're not me. They're not being petty. But
no, I'm sure there are reasons.
But also, like, think about it. Like, if you put out a blanket, I get that. But if you're putting out a blanket, a chair, a cooler, that's some money. And what happens if someone just drives past and goes, that's mine now?
Oh, exactly. And I'm sure a bunch of stuff has been stolen over the years.
It doesn't make sense to me. Thank you, Cassandra. She says, you matter, Greg. I know I matter, but my opinion does not.
855-752-4842. You feeling passionate about parades? Should you be able to set up 3 days ahead of time so you have your special, super special spot?
Do you think they should? Do you?
I don't. And again, I've had the good fortune of riding in many parades over the years in my jobs. Mm-hmm. Which is always a lot of fun. The one thing I never understood about parade goers is people who film the parade. I'm serious, because I used to drive, I'm going, you're doing the wave and all that stuff, and people are filming, and I used to yell at them, are you really going to watch this again?
Tony says it here right on the live stream. He says, in all seriousness, I don't really get parades. My kids love them, but I never have. And that's the thing.
They're great for kids.
They're great for kids. But as an adult saying, I'm going to go to the parade, just doesn't do anything for me.
But people have done it at Milwaukee's lakefront for the fireworks for years, and set up tents and all that stuff.
Which I am also not a fan of, because it also discourages families from just getting up, getting in their car. When they know that they're not going to be able to get a good seat.
To get a spot, right.
Then maybe have a specific section where you can. Fine.
Or you can reserve your spot.
But also, as far as I know, and I've been to the park for the fireworks, is it's set in. It's not around the street. It doesn't pose a hazard to cars or pedestrians.
Right.
But also, yeah, it's like how many times have you not gone somewhere because we're never going to find a spot.
All good spots are going to be taken
exactly.
already.
Exactly. It kind of sucks the fun out of it.
Well, we'll see what happens in Oak Creek for the 4th of July. I think there are going to be people who are very, very upset.
Oh, yeah,
there
will be.
When we return, we are talking all things Madison Mallards. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air, texting the word base, by the way, B-A-S-E, via the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The independent state legislature theory met a skeptical U.S. Supreme Court in 2023 in Moore v. Harper, a North Carolina gerrymandering case. The Michigan GOP tried to employ the fringe theory to undo Michigan's Question 2 citizen ballot initiative, but the U.S. Supreme Court refused the case May 19th. Proponents argue the independent state legislature theory gives legislatures ultimate power over federal election rules based on a widely dismissed interpretation of the election clause of the U.S. Constitution. In North Carolina's case, the legislature admitted it gerrymandered but said it had the final say and the courts and governor had no jurisdiction. In 2022, Michigan's Promote the Vote Question 2 ballot initiative passed 60% to 40%. It enshrined multiple voting rights in the state constitution, including 9 days of early voting, guaranteeing the right to vote without harassment, offering a permanent vote-by-mail list, and mandating drop boxes and several other important voting reforms. 11 GOP legislators tried to invalidate the ballot question using the ISL theory. They argued that only the state legislature could make election law, not those pesky constituents. The Michigan Supreme Court dismissed the case in April 2024, and on May 19th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case. We have more on ISL and the Michigan case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvinator on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You still have time up until 11 o'clock to text in via the Civic Media app. The word base, B-A-S-E. Text in the word base. It is our statewide text to win free ticket Friday contest. We're playing for a 4-pack of tickets to see the Brewers host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. So text in the word base. You've got until 11 o'clock to send that in at Civic Media app.
There you go.
And then your next chance will be with Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. He'll have a different word, Todd Alba, the same different word from 2 to 4, and then Maggie Dawn from 4 to 6, our free ticket Friday statewide text to win contest. Speaking of baseball, delighted to be joined by Kyle Chisholm with the Madison Mallards is here. Good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. We were talking before you joined us just how much we love minor league baseball, because you guys, it just seems like you have so much more freedom to do whatever you want, essentially. and I love the silly, joyful things that you guys do.
Yeah, thank you. It's definitely up there for the perks of the job is creative liberties. So we try to pitch it to all of our interns, all of our staff. Ideas come from anywhere and everywhere. So
those must be the most those must be the most fun meetings to be in on.
Yeah, almost every Friday that's in the off season, we do kind of like an office happy hour. We throw out every idea we've got. And then the following Monday, we cut down the list and we try to see what we can make happen.
But I love that. It's one of those meetings where there are no bad ideas. Just throw everything at the wall and then we'll parse it out later, right?
Challenge accepted.
Yeah. I mean, we've had people in passing throw something out and we're like, actually, that's not a bad idea. Like, we could figure out a way to make that work.
Now, in your title, I have to assume then it says Madison Mallards and Nightmares. Is that an alternate name for the team this year?
That's our softball team. So last year we launched a softball team, Madison Nightmare Softball. So there's five teams in the Northwoods League that operate totally the same way the Mallards do, summer collegiate softball. And it's the premier spot in Wisconsin to catch some of the best in the country playing softball.
And we're really talking about some good baseball. You know, as much as we like to embrace all the promotions and the silly things about it, these are still some pretty great athletes.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got players from Division I all the way down to junior college NAIA schools. But some of our best players coming through have been from schools you might not have ever heard of. It's a really cool spot.
And one of the things you just mentioned, too, is you know, when it comes to these leagues, it's a good way for college kids to stay in shape and stay playing, because once school is done, they're going to have a whole summer. And of course, they're going to train. But what better way to train is to actually play the game? And that's what the Mallards and other teams provide, is that opportunity to keep up their work and keep them in shape and keep them sharp.
Yeah. And we've been fortunate to like provide a platform for players with transfer portal and all that sort of thing. Players who are looking to change schools, players who are looking to get drafted. It is an incredible highlight for them to be able to showcase their skills throughout the summer, stay sharp. And we've had people go on to, you know, they've gotten on a scout's radar and they've gotten drafted, or they were at a small school. They, you know, we're in front of a scout who is looking at maybe somebody else. They perform well that day, and it opens the door, presents an opportunity. It's really, really cool.
Really exciting.
I love baseball so much.
Kyle Chisholm is our guest here with the Madison Mallards and also the Nightmares, the new softball league that they kicked off last year. So, what are some of the promotions that are coming up for the summer, Kyle, that you can share with us?
Yeah, opening day is Monday on the 26th. That's just welcoming our team back to the Duck Pond for the summer. That's our 25th season, so we're kind of beginning those celebrations. It's a really cool thing to be in the Madison community for 25 years, four of which I'll have been here. So this is something that we're trying to do a lot of celebrations of. We're going to spend a lot of time recounting all the memories from the years. We always see people with our old logos and old merchandise on, and people have been around since before the Mallards were here. You know, they're coming to games at Warner Park since the Muskies in the 80s. So it's a celebration of baseball in the Warner Park area for you know, the entirety of the Mallards history, but also since the stadium was built. So within that first week, we actually have a drone show that is themed to the 25 seasons. So a lot of shout outs and callbacks to 25 years worth of Mallards memories.
It's interesting because it almost feels like people have more loyalty to these smaller minor league teams than they do the Brewers or the major league teams.
Yeah, it is so interesting. And it was something that I hadn't even really been privy to until I started working here, is like people really do care about the summer collegiate ball. And it's great to be building like a passionate local audience to, you know, the team turns over, but they want the Mallards to succeed no matter which players are here. And it's been awesome to put together some familiar faces. You see the same fans in the ballpark, and every day kind of presents a new opportunity to create a new fan.
If you just Google, look up and see what kind of independent or minor league baseball you have in your community, you're going to find something. I mean, like you've got the Mallards, we got the Milkmen right here in the Milwaukee area. I got the Kenosha Kingfish to go see. There's plenty of chance to see great baseball. And it's also affordable to go to these games. The tickets are affordable. The concessions are affordable. It's just a great night with the family. And Kyle, are there any theme nights that are coming up this season that you want to highlight that are really like, you know, getting you excited to see them happening?
Yeah, absolutely. The drone show, first and foremost, is way up there for us. Yeah. It's something that you don't quite realize how cool it is until you're sitting in front of it. There's 150 drones that light up the sky and form those images. We're bringing a card show. So with the popularity of the baseball card market, we're going to be doing that on Monday, June 2nd, which also happens to be the day that we're assembling the world's largest pep band. So we have 500 musicians from all sorts of high schools across the area. And we're going to be encouraging fans to bring their own instrument. And if you do, you get in for $5 and you can play along with the band and help us create a little bit of history here at the Duck Pond.
We will include a link to the Madison Mallards homepage so you can check it all out. Kyle Chisholm with the Madison Mallards and the Nightmares. Thanks so much, Kyle. We'll check in with you a little bit later on in the season. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
News coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, and Janet Protasiewicz all expressed their support for Judge Taylor, highlighting her experience and commitment to ensuring everyone in the state gets a fair hearing under the law. Judge Taylor currently serves on the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers shared a letter he sent to the Trump administration in an effort to protect the state's forests and forestry industry. According to a press release, the forestry products industry helps support around 126,000 jobs and contributes an estimated $42 billion to the state's economy. Wisconsin ranks first in paper production among all 50 states and exports over $850 million worth of paper products each year. The letter urges cooperation and protection for federal forestry programs. A number of Western Wisconsin nonprofits have received funding from the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority Foundation. The funding is meant to help nonprofits like Hope Village, Stepping Stones of Dunn County, and Western Dairyland Economic Opportunity Council expand access to affordable housing in the region. The organizations each received a share of over $133,000. The grant funding can also be used for improvements to shelter services, like the installation of handicap-accessible infrastructure. The Chippewa County Department of Public Health is asking residents to participate in a survey to review issues with access to health care. According to a press release, the survey asks residents to take about 10 minutes and share their experiences with accessing health care in the region so health department officials can better understand where the barriers to access are. Chippewa County residents have faced a number of difficult hurdles while seeking health care since the abrupt closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls last year. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. George Wendt passed away earlier this week. Most people know him as Norm from Cheers, where he spent 11 seasons and was the only cast member, including Ted Danson, to appear in all 275 episodes. In addition to Cheers, his credits include Fletch, Airplane 2, Outside Providence, and of course, Bob Swirsky, one of the Chicago superfans. Here are a couple fun facts about George Wendt. He got his start in Chicago at Second City, but his first job there was sweeping floors. He's actually the uncle to Ted Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis. Here are some fun Norm lines to remember George Wendt by.
What's shaking, Norm?
All four cheeks and a couple of chins, Coach.
Hey, what's happening, Norm?
Well, it's a dog-eat-dog world, Sammy, and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear.
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend, with high temperatures today reaching the mid-60s, and by tomorrow soaring to the upper 60s. Both Sunday and Monday will be flirting with 70 degrees, and rain chances hold off until late Monday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's an all-star pre-recorded cast of guests with WBAY's Emerson Lehman, director Michael Collins, Civic Media's Eliza Cusson, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Then someone buys another round and whatever drinks are free. What made New Orleans?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You got about 25 minutes to text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E, via the Civic Media app. And that will get you in the running for a four-pack of club-level seats when the Brewers host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th. So text in the word BASE right now using the Civic Media app. And you are in the running for our statewide text-to-win contest, just like Bob in Richland Center, Janet in Madison, Sam in Madison, and so many, many more. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E. Your next word will come up in the Tom Hartman Show from 11 to 2. Another word from 2 to 4 with Todd Alba, and then from 4 to 6 with Maggie Dawn. Right now, we are joined by the co-creator, writer of Milwaukee Record, Tyler Moss, is here. Good morning, Tyler. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm actually a festival producer now.
Oh, really?
On top of all that other stuff, yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, we'll be getting into that, I'm sure, in a few minutes. So.
For people who don't know
you. That's been my life, if you can't see. All the bags under my eyes, and I had brown hair before this all started.
So. Setting up the festivals. Yeah, no pressure there. You can find the Milwaukee Record. It's milwaukeerecord.com, milwaukeerecord.com. We will include the link in the show notes. But we wanted to talk about some things that are going on over our long holiday weekend here in Milwaukee. So where would you like to start, Tyler?
Why don't we start with later this evening? There is, it seems weird to say it, but there's a band called The Delta Routine that I wrote about a lot when I just had recently moved here about 15 years ago. They were very active. They were on the road a bunch, and then they kind of gradually stopped. They're doing a 20th anniversary show, which is weird because I look and feel so young. That it's been 20 years, but they're going to be at the Cooperage later tonight, and they're going to be doing some of their old favorites. They actually have a new vinyl release of some new stuff and some things from their past that they are excited about. They just wanted to get on wax, I think, for the first time ever, since they're like a lot of their existence was in the CD boom era. So it's like a vinyl release. It's a, hey, we've been doing this for 20 years, and like you can hear these songs that you like and a few new things, and yeah, just a night of that. And then a band called Wire and Nail, local kind of folk adjacent, maybe country tinge band. They're opening.
Nice.
I love how vinyl has become cool again. This kills me because when I started in radio, I was actually using albums. So to see it, to see them come back and have it be something that's cool just makes me happy.
Cool. And
I feel like I'm cool adjacent now.
Cool and expensive.
Are albums expensive?
If you buy, like you can still go to an album shop and buy a half price vinyl or a used vinyl for $2, $3, $5. But nowadays, when bands are putting out albums, they're putting out like these really well constructed albums, sometimes on color vinyl with liner notes and amazing artwork, 180 grams. If it says 180 grams, you're paying at least $30 for it.
Wow.
But it's the only way to help artists in the modern day hellscape that is doing anything.
Yeah.
So Yeah, that helps. But yeah, and I think like a lot of bands too, they've waited so long to get their vinyl that they're just like, we'll just do CDs. And so I feel like there is a sort of the we've reached the like the tipping point for records, and now it'll be going back to CDs. So hold on to your CDs if you have them.
Those, there'll be a whole secondary market for that too, I suppose.
Yeah,
that's been a hard pass for me. I remember when I moved. One time I moved, I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing this again. I had like five boxes of CDs, and I was like, no, they're heavy. I sold them all.
You did?
Oh yeah, they're on my hard drive now. It's fine. I'm fine with that stuff. I have some records. It's good, but I'm never going back. I'll never go back to CDs.
Hard pass from Greg Bach on these CDs. Yeah. All right. So that is tonight at the Cooperage, this 20th anniversary show of the Delta Routines. What else is happening this weekend if people are listening and want to start making some plans?
Well, after that show, I would recommend that you go home and rest up. And you wake up early and you meet us at Morgan Park for the inaugural Morgan Park Picnic, a brand new festival that we are doing with a local bar. It used to be Roman's. It's now a bar called Busby's. This will be their 1-year anniversary, and we are kind of working with each other in order to do this awesome festival in a 1-acre park. It's a park that a lot of people that if they live in Bayview or in St. Francis or like whatever, they like routinely go by and they have no idea it exists because it's that little.
Is it that Triangle Park right there?
Yes.
It's
right by Landmark Diner. It's right by, Busby's. And
I lived a 2-minute walk from that space. And I'm telling you, I lived there for 7 years. I never once went to that park. I did go to Roman's.
It's a great park.
Yeah, I did go to Roman's and watch people get kicked out for asking for Spotted Cow. That's something he would do. He was a very terse individual. But yeah, awesome. Yes. This is great.
May he rest in peace, though. It's not super little. It's 1 acre, and it's a very sort of underutilized area that I love. I live a short walk from there too. Please don't dox me. But it'll be a day full of live music. It'll actually launch with a live in person yoga session from noon to 12:45 from Helium, and then it will work its way into music. There'll be a show from Scam Likely, then from El Sebas, and then Lady Bird will be the headliner.
Nice.
So it'll be from noon to 6. There'll be some food trucks. There'll be about 25 area retailers and organizations that will be along Pennsylvania Avenue. And it should be fun. It's free. It's for the whole family.
I love the idea that you're going to have a yoga session so everybody can get all stretched out and all limbered out before you start abusing your body. I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I'll be doing the upward facing arm.
It's a different kind of yoga. It's a different kind of yoga.
And,
yes.
And I'm just going to quick plug Lady Bird. Lady Bird is a great like alt country act. They're fantastic. Little bit of punk elements to the group too. Three of my friends are in that band. They got great records also. Lady Bird is worth listening to.
Well, and I love too, Tyler, that you're highlighting. I think we have all kinds of little gems in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas, like this little park that Greg probably drove past 47 times in a month.
Yeah.
And never went to. Yeah. And it's a great way to bring it. It's like, oh my God, this thing is here in my backyard that I've never used. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a neat thing. It's a lot of work, but we're hoping that we did it all and then next year will be a little bit easier because we learned a lot. I usually say like, hey, we want to do something at your venue that's insured, that has a staff. And for us, it's like, oh, we have to, because it's at a Milwaukee County Park, we need to go through one set of hoops. And then we also want to block a back road in order to have the vendors and the band load in. And we have to work through the city for that. And you're hearing a lot of different stuff. You're having to accidentally pay twice for things and add people that spend under the insurance. And
it's
a whole learning curve for that, I would imagine.
Yeah, a guy that's not sure if he even has health insurance anymore is having to take out a $1 million insurance policy.
Oh, boy. Well,
if it's not obvious, please come to this thing.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Excellent. So that's tomorrow from 12 to 6, you said?
Yes.
At Morgan Park in Milwaukee in the Bayview neighborhood.
Yeah, it's in this weird area where it's right against where Bayview and Fernwood meet.
Oh, do I know
that's
that?
Another neighborhood no one's heard of. But It's like an 8-block area basically nestled between St. Francis and Bayview.
Yeah.
And then you can literally see the St. Francis sign from the very end of the park too. So it's right on the cusp, but it's in it's a city of Milwaukee park that's in Bayview.
Yeah.
Bayview is a little gem. If you've never been to Bayview, it really is. And I'm so happy to see the resurgence that area has seen over the last 20 years, because 20 years ago, that wasn't necessarily a place that you wanted to be. And it took a lot of concerted efforts by merchants and everything along KK to help bring that area back. And now it's just booming. It's great.
I mean, it's just an awesome. Yeah, I've lived there for probably 12 of the 15 years that I lived here. And I just love it. Yeah, there's a lot of awesome local businesses.
Great restaurants.
Artists around. Yeah, great restaurants. And awesome parks, both big and small. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And also a new festival.
The Morgan Park Picnic. Please go to.
Please go.
Please. I really need this.
Tyler Moss is here from Milwaukee Record talking about all the things that you can do this weekend if you're looking to get out and about. And right now the weather is looking fantastic. I just stuck my head outside. It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's really kind of perfect, actually.
And something you mentioned in the email exchange we had here is that the Laughing Tap this weekend, there is a young man named Nick Vatterott who is headlining this three shows, one tonight, two tomorrow. Tickets are $22 online, $25 at the door. Nick Vatterott is a man among himself. He is a comedian's comedian, and he is so funny. He's absurd. He's weird. He's artistic. He says things on stage that make no sense coming out of other people's mouths, but they're so funny. And he has, in my opinion, the funniest Conan set that's ever been done.
What is a Conan set?
Conan O'Brien.
Yes.
So he did a stand-up set on Conan's show.
Oh.
And of all the comedians he's had on all the shows, and that's been probably hundreds of comedians over the decades, his is my favorite, period. It is so weird and so funny and a bit uncomfortable, but it all works out. And not to mention, Nick is one of the nicest humans that there is.
That's always so nice to
And
hear.
I always tell people, like, I'm like, someday I'll tell you how I met him, but I'll say this, because it's too long of a story, but I'll say this. It was my fault, and I did apologize. So,
oh, well, now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so he'll be there. Three shows, one tonight, 7:30, two tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. Tickets are available. And the lineup is great. John Egan is from, he's the feature. He's from Green Bay. He is fantastic. And then Sasha Rosser, who is from Madison, who just won Madison's Funniest Comedian,
wow,
is the host. So this is going to be a stacked lineup and a great show.
And it's it's really reasonably priced. It is.
And you better get in now before we close the venue, venue for good.
Less than a month from now, right?
Yep. Our last show will be in 4 weeks. Oops, all headliners. We close those doors. Looking for a new home. We'll announce soon. But yeah, for right now, get in one.
And
again,
in between that, though, you have also Bobcat Goldthwait and you have Dana Gould.
Yep.
That little show, that little weekend.
Oh, that's going to be amazing.
The biggest weekend you've ever had. And,
yep, that's next weekend.
I hate that I'll be gone for it. But yeah, if you're able to, if you're not going to be in Louisville like me. Yeah.
Well, we will put a link into the Laughing Tab if you would like to check that out and go get some laughs over the weekend.
Absolutely.
Great idea. One more thing before we let you go, Tyler. There is something happening on Monday night for Young Widows.
Yeah, Monday. Speaking of, I said before, Louisville, I will be there next week, hopefully decompressing after a very successful show. But a band from there, a sort of stoner metal, very heavy rock band called Young Widows, they will be at the Cactus Club.
Nice.
It's a rare thing when you have a show that's on the actual holiday. I feel like a lot of bands avoid that. But if you want to get out and about and you want to hear some awesome music, you should get your face rocked off by them at the Cactus Club.
Who doesn't want to get your face rocked off?
Exactly.
Tyler Moss from Milwaukee Record, thank you so very much for joining us, Tyler. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Go see him tomorrow in Bayview at the park.
Yes.
And yes, please do.
And have a wonderful time. Stay close. When we return, we're going to wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Sticky Human Edition. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's pause this Memorial Day to honor the men and women who gave their lives in service to our nation.
While we think of this day as the unofficial beginning of summer, we know it is also a time of somber but inspiring memories. Memories of so many courageous Americans fought and died so that we could enjoy the blessings of this day.
That's former President Ronald Reagan. To those who never made it home, we remember you and we thank you. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Mutinoff, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. No matter where you are listening, across the state, around the country, around the world.
Vienna, New Zealand, wherever.
Via the Civic Media app. You can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. You can also text us directly via the Civic Media app. And you want to do that right now.
Right now.
Get your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Text in the word BASE. B-A-S-E. B as in boy. Text in the word BASE. B-A-S-E. It's our statewide text to win. Free ticket Friday. Mm-hmm. Your shot at a 4-pack of tickets to see the Brewers host Boston on Tuesday, May 27th, club-level seats, nice cushy seats.
Yeah.
Four of them.
And get the app, listen, text in to win. It doesn't matter if you like us or dislike us. You can still enter.
Absolutely. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E. You have until noon, so you got about 7-ish minutes. Text in the word BASE, B-A-S-E, and you're in the running for that four-pack of Brewers tickets like Josie from Greenfield just did.
Now they only have 6 minutes.
And John in Janesville. And Kate and Howard and Carla in Eagle River.
Look at all these names. Keep They're all my friends.
In. The word is BASE, B-A-S-E. Good luck. Tom Hartman will have another word for you from 11 to 2. Yet another one from 2 to 4 with Todd Alba. And then Maggie Dawn wraps it up today from 4 to 6 p.m., our statewide text to win contest. Coming up on Monday, we will be doing a best of that Greg has lovingly curated for you. You spend a lot of the time on that. You do.
Well, you know, you want to make sure people are listening to good stuff. And also, people who listen to me like, wait a minute, that's not happening today. And that's not, you know, it's a wonderfully curated episode with some of our favorite interviews, some of our favorite moments. It's going to be like a show from start to finish. Yeah. We have opening. We're gonna have two interviews, and I'll tell you right now, it's a replay of Judge Paul Michel from
so interesting
Keeping Our Republic's Article 3 Coalition, which is a group of nonpartisan judges coming together to try to save democracy. We're gonna have Pam Yonke's interview as well.
Another good one.
Audio so right, and this shouldn't be a thing. So if you're around on Monday and you want to listen, it's there for you.
You can listen on the app. Take us outside with you when you're barbecuing or whatever. All right, it's getting late, Calvin. It's 10:55. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from UPI, our friend Ben Hooper. He gets all the best ones with the byline. The headline reads, Man balances 96 spoons on his body to break his own world record. There's a video element that we will include in the show notes. It's worth watching. An Iranian man, Greg Bach, balanced 96 spoons on his body to break a Guinness World Record for the third time.
The third time.
54-year-old Ebo Falzi Saber Mokhtari originally set the record for the most spoons balanced on a body at 85 back in 2021. Then he broke his own record, upped it to 88 spoons in 2023. He has now broken the record a third time with a total of 96 spoons. The three-time record breaker says he's been sticking objects to his skin since he was a child.
I don't think that man understands how that statement never needs to be said out loud, or how we would take it once he said, like, I've been sticking spoons and things to my body since I was a wee baby boy.
We have a quote.
Oh, yeah?
Quote, but after multiple years of practice and effort,
God,
I was able to strengthen my talent and develop it to where it is now. Anything, I mean it, any object, anything that has a surface I can stick to my body, such as plastic, glass, fruit, stone, wood, even a fully grown human being. Unquote. Maybe he should take a bath.
Yeah, I'm going to say, how about some proper washing, buddy?
This is something you want to brag about.
Ben, if you're out there listening to our show right now, because I know you are, and I'd like you to be on this show, allow me to send you a pack of whatever you like to drink, because, man, to find some of these stories, wow.
He is truly a hero among reporters.
And he specializes, that's the word I'm like. He specializes in these weird stories.
Yes.
And we've used him a lot, and this is probably among the weirder ones.
I think this is maybe one of my favorite quotes of all time. The three-time record breaker says he has been sticking objects to his skin since he was a child. So he's just a natural. He's naturally sticky.
I'm naturally tacky and sticky. Things just stick to me.
It just happens. Maybe he got the COVID shot, and that's why he's metallic, or, you know, and he's magnetic now, and that's why spoons can stick to
him. Jane getting political in the last segment.
I'm just speculating. It's never wrong to speculate. Ask Jesse Waters. He does it all the time.
Wow.
Just saying.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, I don't want to be a pooper on parties, so...
Everybody's got a skill.
Congratulations.
Third time.
Third time. You know, well, I guess in a year's time, we'll be hearing from them again saying, hey, I could have let it go at, and you said 92?
96.
At 96. He's going to go for triple digits. You know this is happening.
Yeah. Give it a year.
Give it a year.
He just needs more training.
Cue Rocky montage. Just, you know, jumping at the wall, trying to stick to the wall. How do you condition that? That's the thing. Like, if you want to fight in a boxing match, you condition, you lift weights, you run the road, you jump rope. How do you become more sticky?
It's like, well, you have to work at it.
Yeah.
I just think you have to work at it. That wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It really does mean the world. I hope you find some joy over the weekend, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here. News is coming up next on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you on Tuesday.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. President Trump threatens Apple with a 25% tariff on all products if it doesn't make the iPhone in the U.S. CBS News tech contributor Ian Schur.
For Apple in particular, this can be a big deal because it primarily relies on foreign manufacturing for its business.
And Trump also threatened the European Union with a 50% tariff on all goods. CBS's Ramy Innocencio says that news sparked a sell-off on financial markets.
Every European index is now in the red. Germany and France, Europe's largest economies, getting hit hardest.
Harvard University has sued the Trump administration one day after the White House blocked the school from admitting international students. CBS's Natalie Brand.
It says it condemns this unlawful and unwarranted action, saying that it, you know, violates their First Amendment rights.
China also blasted the Trump action, saying it's going to harm America's international standing. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.